Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Jonathan Cesadotti, a broadcaster, journalist, and analyst in London. A very good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon, Jonathan. Very well. Thank you. And thank you for making time to chat to us today. So the resignation of Boris Johnson, I see that he has officially resigned now as the Conservative Party leader.
That's right. The build-up was swift, but he seems to have been the last person to really understand what was happening here. Just last night, he was insisting he'd cling on. But by this morning, I think it was obvious to him that he just couldn't. It wasn't viable. There were 59 MPs who'd quit the government. And this avalanche of resignations, I think, meant that Boris Johnson knew he couldn't simply plug the holes in the cabinet and keep going business as usual. He'd really lost the confidence of his colleagues in the parliamentary party.
And I mean, so he's officially resigned now as the Conservative Party leader, but his role as Prime Minister, so what happens now?
So he will in fact remain the Conservative Party leader and therefore the Prime Minister until they put a new one in place. That's part of what he announced
right.
in his speech on the steps of 10 Downing Street. That's quite usual in this situation. I mean, it's what happened, for example, with his predecessor, Theresa May, when she stepped down. It makes him a sort of caretaker prime minister until that moment happens when he's actually replaced. And it makes him a lame duck prime minister as well. One would assume he can't do anything particularly big in that time. I say one would assume, that's because Boris Johnson is famous for being somebody that doesn't necessarily do things the way other people do them. So who knows, maybe he may have some desire to try and do something decisive and big in that time. I'm just not sure if he'll be able to do so, if he'll really have the mandate to do it or the support. In fact, there are plenty of people who are saying that he shouldn't even stay on as the caretaker prime minister, not least Sir John Major, who's former Prime Minister himself, Conservative, long-time enemy, let's say, of Boris Johnson. He's never really liked Boris, but he has written to the chairman of the 1922 backbench committee of Conservative backbench MPs, urging them not to have Boris as a caretaker. You know, he says Boris has lost the confidence of his party. He doesn't have anyone's confidence in the House, and he really shouldn't be in a position to keep going. But I think that from what we know now, that is most likely to be what happens.
I mean, this no confidence, I mean, all the resignations. I mean, the man in the street, how is he feeling? Surely there must be, people must be quite anxious at the moment.
Well, you know, it's hard to know when it comes to Boris, because until it was over, his argument was always that the man in the street doesn't care about the comings and goings of Westminster and the intrigue and all the stories that he said the press liked to blow out of all proportion, when the population, the electorate, he said, were more interested in the actions of the government and the bold, decisive moves they take. To some extent, that might be true. But I think also people do expect a certain level of integrity and honesty from politicians. And rightly or wrongly, he had developed this reputation for lacking in those areas. And it was such that even his own colleagues, his own cabinet members, MPs on his side of the aisle, many of these people had lost their confidence in him. They had doubts about his integrity and his honesty, and they didn't like how it reflected on them having to stand by him and defend him. So I think that's really what tipped here, and that's what changed things.
And I mean, in this caretaker role, which what will take a couple of months, I should imagine, for them to replace him officially, what happens to decision-making sort of capabilities? Would he still make important decisions?
So that's right. I think the best guess at the moment is that this could take until September to sort out, because of the process that the Conservative Party will go through to pick a new leader. Now, if that seems a bit long, The 1922 committee has the option to try and accelerate it in a number of ways, whether it's trying to reduce the number of candidates who are competing to be the leader, or whether it's whittling them down very, very quickly rather than dragging it out, so that the last two, which are presented to the national membership of the Conservative Party, not just the parliamentary membership, those last two could be presented much earlier, or even they could just present one candidate if the members of parliament, the Conservative members of parliament, decide that that's the best approach, and to just reduce the number down that quickly, and then it's more of a rubber stamping. So in the meantime, yes, Boris Johnson is still the prime minister, and his new cabinet, because he's replaced those people who resigned with new people, they and he have to run the country. So where there are decisions to make, they will need to make them. And there was an urgent question in the House of Commons this morning asking about this from the Labour Party, from the deputy leader, Angela Rayner. And she asked, you know, how can you confront an emergency? How can you run the country mm-hmm. when so many ministries and departments are lacking now in ministers and what have you? Exactly. But Boris Johnson's, you know, restaffed them. He's got new people in. He didn't invite back some of the people who quit over the last couple of days. They did so in order to get him to go. So he might have asked them, some people thought, to come back just for that interim period, but he didn't. He invited new people, and to a certain extent, yes, they'll have to get on with governing the country. That is, after all, what they are. They're the government.
And they need to assume, he needs to continue and assume that role until he steps down officially, I suppose, even though he's resigned.
That's correct. Yeah. But I think, again, were he to try any massive new economic policy direction, for example, he was meant to be announcing some economic policy this week. Chancellor Rishi Sunak, who quit, and then there were rumours that he'd do it with the new Chancellor, Nadeem Zahawi. But I think that it's unlikely that he will get away with trying to announce any massive new direction in terms of economic policy now.
Absolutely. Jonathan Sacerdoti, broadcaster, journalist and analyst from London, UK. Thank you for giving us some insight into Boris Johnson and what is happening.